It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Today, Biden met with top congressional leaders, including Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. And believe it or not, we actually got the audio from their meeting.
Really?
Yeah. Check this out.
Gentlemen, the American people are working hard, but we got to do our part, too.
What?
I said people are working hard, but we got to do our part, too.
You want to see Doom part two?
What?
Who?
Huh?
How?
What?
Who?
Speak up, Chuck.
You got up, Chuck.
Huh?
Mitch, anything to add?
Mitch?
Mitch, are you okay?
Gentlemen, just letting you know, it's 4:30.
Dinner time.
No, dinner time.
Hey, Michael, how quickly can you come up with that Italian comedy show clip we ran a day or two ago, making fun of Biden?
That was pretty funny. Dinner time. It's 4:30, gentlemen. They're all too old, you see, to be in office.
I got it, Joe.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, this is the international version.
Here we are, President Biden.
Here?
Yes, yes.
As I said to the president of Israel, Mikhail Gorbachev, sorry, Michael Jordan.
No.
When he went to the moon and he was shot from Dallas.
President.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Mr. President.
It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
it was Mars.
No.
Mars attack.
Ma che Mars attack?
Somewhere. Over.
Wow.
Over. The garage.
No, the rainbow.
Yeah, this is one of our allies.
Somewhere over the garage. No, the rainbow.
I do like the host. Oh, no, no.
No, the rainbow.
I like his style.
Yeah. So, just saw a new poll, and then I'll tell you about a video I just saw on the television. So, depending on how you ask the question, you get different answers. We all know that about issue polling. But the question was, does the candidate have the physical fitness to serve a second term? They both will be serving a second term. For Joe Biden, well, for Trump, it's 60% yes, 35% no. Still a big chunk of people that don't think he has the physical fitness to serve a second term. I mean, by normal standards, that would be amazing.
That's extraordinary, yeah, a little more than a third.
Yeah, I mean, if you
think he can't possibly last.
If you have ever had any president running for a second term and 40% of the people thought he couldn't be in president again because of his physical fitness. But for Biden, it's 62% no, 35% yes. The numbers are flipped for Biden.
And then 35%, come on.
Right. And then the crowd that says, oh, come on, I saw Trump stumble. I saw him. Come on. There's nobody. Try to separate politics from it and have some level of honesty with yourself. Nobody looks at those two people and thinks they're in similar categories in terms of where they are age-wise. I mean, it's just nuts.
I am openly uncomfortable with Trump, of course, but imagine being a Democrat. And you've decided the war horse that's going to get you through is Joe Biden, a three-legged horse that's coughing up blood.
Flat bad and kept there.
And you're trying desperately to justify it or rationalize it. I saw Trump stumble, too. Oh, what a terrible position they're in.
But, so I wanted to bring this up. My dad and I were talking about this on the phone the other night. That weird thing Joe Biden does. So his whole career, especially as he got older, his thing was jogging across the stage, running up the stairs as he got older to show how physically fit he was. And he was a great athlete when he was young, and so he's kind of got that whole thing, too, going on as a man. But he still has that muscle memory in his head, and so he still does that all the time. And my dad and I were joking about this, where every time you see Biden walking across somewhere, he does kind of like a, at some point, I'm going to do my run thing, and he does like kind of a half a step, and then he goes back to, oh, that's right, I can't.
Well, it's like a weird Montgomery Burns-style mincing now. It's not even like semi-running. It's just odd.
But he just did it. I just watched it live on TV. He's walking out to Marine One helicopter to go get his physical. And then we'll get the physical results today or tomorrow, and that'll probably be, they'll probably be lying about that. They'll say, ah, he's as fit as anybody in this room. Ha ha, I can't keep up with him myself. So I don't even know why we do these presidential physicals anymore. But he walked out of the White House, and he got to the grass, and he kind of did it. I'm going to run. But, you know, he couldn't even get his feet off the ground. It's so weird. To me, that speaks to his mental sharpness, that he has these thoughts of, I'm going to jog to show how fit I am, but I can't. No, wait, I can't. I won't. He forgets every time that he's incapable of jogging? I mean, that's really weird, isn't it?
Or, like many of us, unfortunately, we think something is coming across one way when it's coming across another. He thinks it still looks athletic.
Oh, wow. He can't possibly think that. I mean, he doesn't even get his feet off the ground. He just kind of goes, It is Mr. Burns-like. Excellent.
Yeah.
Weird.
But it's not excellent, sir.
So even in this poll, this is the lowest number I've seen, 2/3 of Americans say no, he doesn't have the physical fitness for a second term. There's so many ways the election could go that in retrospect will seem obvious, right? I mean, like, if Trump loses, it'll be, of course you can't have a guy who's been charged with blah, 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 and January 6th, blah, blah, blah. How did anybody think, you know? If Biden loses, it's going to be, of course, the polls were screaming at us over and over. Americans think he's too old to be president. What did you think was going to happen? I could see either one of those results occurring.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
Well, and at risk of wearing out my favorite cartoon billionaire's name, he makes Montgomery Burns look like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he is really in poor shape.
Oh, a particularly funny example.
Yeah, we got this note from, and how the hell did we end up talking presidential politics?
Well,
because you saw the poll. Jog.
I saw the jog. It's just...
Yeah.
Because my dad noticed it, because my dad's not going to take off jogging either, but just...
So one quick thought, we got this note from Scott that I thought was worth bringing up, and then we'll take a break, and there's something really important we need to talk about. But he says, Joe, I know you're convinced Joe Biden's going to drop out before the 2024 election. I'm not sure I would describe it like that exactly. He is not going to be the candidate through a variety of possible means, but... anyway, I want to get to his main point. He says, what if Biden and the Democrats are actually aware of the fact that Gavi's way too liberal, there's not enough time to get a client well-known, turnout would be low. My fear is if he wins, sometimes within the first year, he'll say that he just can't continue and step down, handing the presidency to Kamala Harris. Well, that's absolutely plan A. That's been plan A all along. And nobody thinks Joe Biden can serve out another 4 years. It's an idiotic suggestion. But, yeah, they're trying to get him to pass Trump because he beat him once. And, no, he didn't. It was fixed. There, I saved you the trouble writing your emails. And then he will resign in pretty short order, giving way to the Veep. But the problem is it's such an obvious plan. That's right, Kamala. It's such an obvious plan. Everybody's saying, okay, well, the Veep is Kamala freaking Harris. Are you kidding me? Which has increased the consternation on the Democrats' side. Plan A sucks, and Plan B, they don't know how to get going.
Would your wife or will your wife someday say to you, if you were trying to do that same thing, Joe, that the whole thing that you do where you kind of act like you're going to jog to show how fit you are, it doesn't work?
Well, I don't do that. I'm trying to think of something analogous to it.
Okay, so maybe you like try to do pull-ups to show how vigorous you are, and you just hang there from the bar.
Well, That would make me a complete cuckoo nut
well,
to do that.
It's the same sort of thing to me.
Right. I agree.
It's nuts. That's
lost his marbles.
That's worse to me than the fact that I don't need a president that can jog to the helicopter, but the fact that you think you can every time and can't is weird.
Yeah, that's discouraging. Yeah,
let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that was 4 years ago. That ain't happening anymore.
No.
The poor guy that set himself on fire and died, they're trying to make a hero out of him, which is probably going to lead to more of those kind of suicides. We got that and a bunch of other stuff on the way.
When you love someone, you protect them in the best ways you can, and that's why we recommend SimpliSafe Home Security.
It's an advanced system that protects every inch of your home and backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency response for less than a buck a day.
SimpliSafe offers you everything you need for whole home protection. HD cameras for indoors and outdoors, advanced motion sensors and entry sensors to protect doors, windows, and rooms,
and a collection of hazard sensors. The system is easy to set up yourself without any special tools or know-how required.
Don't want to do it yourself? You can get one of their expert technicians to install it for you.
Plus, with the 60-day risk-free trial, if you don't love your system, you can return it for a full refund. SimpliSafe even covers the return shipping.
Order now to get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system with Fast Protect monitoring. Don't wait. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Customize your system in just minutes at SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Fed is setting a digital dollar control trap. The new FedNow system might sound modern and convenient, but the truth is, it's all about surveillance and control. Don't be fooled. Secure your assets right now with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, former advisor to Donald Trump, and in these times of uncertainty, I believe the best way to defend your savings is to use tangible assets, which is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, because gold has a 5,000-year track record as the ultimate guardian of wealth. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SAFEGUARD to the number 989898. That's SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hunter Biden testifying in front of a Republican committee, the Republican-led committee today. Behind closed doors, though, but if anything leaks out, we'll tell you about it because it's happening while we are on the air. You heard about the Air Force guy who set himself on fire there in Washington, D.C., died from his wounds because he couldn't be part of the genocide the United States is committing, helping commit against the people of Gaza. Jonah Goldberg tweeting out yesterday, I think this is morally and intellectually stupid. Celebrating a disturbed man committing suicide isn't virtue signaling, it's vice signaling. That was as a response to a bunch of stuff like this from Cornel West, who is running for president as a Democrat. He's a professor from Harvard. He used to be on Charlie Rose all the time. Whack job, in my opinion. But he is running for president, and he'll get a chunk of the vote. And he tweeted out with a picture of this guy smiling, let us never forget the extraordinary courage and commitment of Brother Aaron Bushnell, who died for truth and justice. I pray for his precious loved ones. Let us rededicate ourselves to genuine solidarity with the Palestinians undergoing genocidal attacks in real time. We like James Lindsay. His response was, they're trying to lionize this guy. They're trying to encourage a wave of copycats. They know it's wrong, but they're doing it anyway.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the useful idiot become the extremely useful martyr. They're trying to get it going with this guy, and they, the neo-Marxists, because it's all one thing, remember. It's all, we have to overthrow the system and replace it with our new one. They're also trying to do the same thing with this Dagny Nex Benedict, who was the so-called trans non-binary Oklahoma girl who got in a fight in a bathroom with some other girls, appeared to be just fine afterward, and police interviews and stuff like that, but then she died the next day, and they haven't nailed down a cause of death yet. Toxicology still got to come back, etc. But no, nobody knows at this point, but they're trying to make a martyr of her, too, for the trans movement. And it's,
I got to tell you, I haven't followed this story at all. Mm-hmm. I just received it kind of through, you know, the way you receive stories you're not paying attention to.
Sure.
However it reached me, what it reached me is a trans girl was beaten to death in a bathroom.
Well, here's, since my hallmark is fairness, I will tell you this. If she was a cop who had to fight an illegal alien from Venezuela and died the next day of mysterious circumstances, I would be here saying it could be a blood clot. It could be a stroke or a heart attack brought on by the conflict, et cetera, et cetera. You don't know that it wasn't caused by that a day later.
Excellent point.
If I'm going to be fair. On the other hand, having seen the entire police interview and stuff with her and her mom, they seem to be physically perfectly fine. Not even, like, battered in the way that if somebody landed a couple of good punches, you would be. So it's a bit of a head-scratcher at this point, I would like to know. A young woman, a confused young woman is dead, and that benefits nobody. But anyway, here's the point. The left is desperate for a new George Floyd. Because if you have a martyr like that, it's a like a focus point for what, you know, the logicians call the Mott and Bailey argument. I wish people would just go with Castle and Courtyard because people will understand that. I'm more about people understanding ideas than coming off as fancy.
I want to be so fancy. I'm wearing a suit right now.
That's pretty fancy. Look at your shirt. That's nicely pressed. Nice. Anyway, so if you have a martyr, that's like a super focused form of the Castle argument, which is your solid argument. Nobody could argue with it. There is racism in the United States, or we don't want cops kneeling on people's necks until they're dead. And yes, I know about George Floyd's rampant drug use and that it might not have been caused by the kneeling, et cetera. I'm more than up on that, friends, so let's not get hung up on that. But if you have something that the vast majority of people think was a tragic and horrific murder of an innocent person, then anybody, I'm sorry, I got out of order. So everybody can agree it's a shame this confused young woman is dead. If you then say, therefore, we should have radical gender theory taught in schools, or we should give experimental hormones and surgeries done on children if they merely ask for it as confused adolescents. And I say, whoa, no, that other stuff, that's crazy and it's sick and it's wrong. Then they get to cast you as the sort of monster who might as well have been kneeling on the neck of George Floyd. Or you threw a couple of punches at that poor confused adolescent girl. Or you practically lit the candle that burned the Air Force guy to death. And then, if you remember this in 2020 in the wake of George Floyd, you lose your job, you lose your career, you get hounded, you get doxxed, your life is ruined for daring to say, hey, granted, I'm not glad the guy's life, George Floyd is dead, but you shouldn't be burning down cities. All lives matter. You didn't dare say that in most walks of life. So the neo-Marxists are desperate for another martyr, because then they can silence all opposition and bulldoze forward like they did in the wake of George Floyd's death.
Yeah, it's kind of sick to think that there's a crowd out there looking for that, scouring the news, thinking there's another George Floyd out there so you can start the revolution again, but I'm sure that's true.
Oh, yeah, they're desperate for it. Luckily, I think, I was just, in real life, I had a conversation with somebody about this the other day. I think a lot of folks have woken up to the savagery of the neo-Marxists and understood that I didn't have the courage to say anything during the George Floyd violent, looting, fiery riots, not mostly peaceful CNN. But now that things have calmed down a little bit and I've been able to compare notes with some of my friends and neighbors, yeah, we all agree that these people are crazy. And they're pushing ideas we hate. And they're mean. And I'm hoping the next time they try to, well, they're constantly trying to ratchet that sort of thing up. But I'm hoping the next time they get any momentum, people will have more courage and more awareness of what's being done.
That U.S. airman claimed to have classified knowledge of U.S. forces fighting in the Gaza tunnels. He told a friend that the night before he set himself on fire and killed himself. So he was paranoid, delusional, whatever the actual definition of that is. He was nuts.
Well, and he was a member of all these far-left queer revolutionary groups and communist groups and Marxist groups and the rest of it. He was a confused young man who swung that way. And it's tragic. We all have idiotic ideas when we're in our 20s. Generally, we escape from them more or less unscathed.
Or he died for truth and justice, as Cornel West says. All right. This election is going to be hot the closer it gets over all these issues.
Yeah, and the fitness of the candidates is going to be just a bitter discussion.
Yeah. Hope we survive it.
Yeah, me too.
Understatement of the day.
I wouldn't call it 100% sure bet either.
No.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your tax refund belongs to you, not an identity thief. Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Don't let someone else enjoy your refund. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Country or just this one song? Did she put out a whole country album?
I don't know. Anybody know that?
I don't know.
Girl can sing, no doubt.
Yeah. She's naked in this video, which is... So Hunter Biden, behind closed doors, here's his opening statement to the Republican committee he's speaking to today. I did not involve my father in my business. And he went on to tell House Republicans, you have built your entire partisan house of cards on lies. So they will start getting into the details of that, and we'll share that with you if anything leaks out.
Yeah, I've kind of lost my lust for this story, and I was mostly hot for it because it's illustrative of how people, you know, concentrate power and get rich in government. And I thought just it's generally useful for voters to recognize that. But old man Biden's not going to be on the scene much longer at all. And whether he's the big guy who got 10%, and he unquestionably is, I just don't think it's going to matter. Anyway, speaking of stories that probably I ought to let go, I don't want this to leave you feeling frustrated, but I think you ought to know how right you have been and we have been. The fabulous Jim Garrity, writing in the National Review, says, we now know that, and if you don't know Garrity, I mean, he's a serious man. There are, you know, there are varying levels of, like, seriousness in terms of pundits on the right. Bomb chuckers and entertainers and thinkers and whatever. But Jim Garrity is a serious man. And he writes, he's actually quoting James Meigs over at Commentary. Quote, the December breakthrough, we now know that prominent U.S. virologists did not want DARPA and the U.S. government to know what kind of gain-of-function experiments were being done on coronaviruses found in bats at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And Meigs is writing, the December breakthrough came when the medical watchdog group U.S. Right to Know unearthed an early draft of a 2018 grant proposal for a Project Diffuse. That was the code name. The proposal outlines a joint project between the University of North Carolina lab and team headed by WIV Wuhan Institute senior scientist Zhengli Shi. She's the famous bat lady. The proposal was drafted under the supervision of Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance folks and was addressed to DARPA, the experimental defense folks that I think we're all at least dimly aware of. In the end, DARPA declined to fund the project, but many experts suspect the Wuhan lab conducted research along these lines using other funding sources. Essentially, they unearthed the proposal to DARPA that explained exactly what they were going to do, which I will skip ahead to.
In recent days, there's been a couple of articles about long COVID. USA Today's cover story was yesterday. I think the New York Times over the weekend had one. I have a friend who's got bad long COVID. To me, that is just like proof right there that this is something different, weird. The various ways that it affects people's brains and lungs and everything for years afterwards. Something very strange going on there. And it just popped into my head that maybe that's why Dr. Fauci was so over the top with the keeping the schools closed and all that sort of stuff, is because he knew how bad this could be, if you get it. Kids might not be getting sick, but, I mean, anybody gets this, you have no idea what it might do to you for years. Maybe that's why he was so ridiculously cautious.
That's a pretty good theory. I mean, he didn't know either, but he might have suspected. Wow, that's a good point. Anyway, some of the most telling passages in the newly released documents show how EcoHealth's Daszak and UNC researcher Barrick, what's this person's name? We should know their name. I'll find it later. How they plan to evade oversight. Daszak and Barrick's deceptiveness about how and where their research would take place is all the more stunning when you consider how dangerous their proposal was. The project called for combining various bat-borne coronaviruses, modifying them by adding a furin cleavage site that might help the virus bind to human cells, and then testing the supercharged virus on mice bred to have human-like cells in their lungs.
At a sloppy lab where people don't have normal protocols and letting it leak out. Is the rest
I don't
of
see
the
a
sense.
Point. When SARS-CoV-2 surged out of Wuhan in early 2020, it featured this exact type of furin cleavage site, something never before seen in this family of viruses. This was the genetic quirk that alarmed many virologists who thought the virus looked, quote-unquote, engineered. So while DARPA didn't fund the Diffuse project, it's hard to escape the conclusion that Wuhan scientists followed this general roadmap. And then Garrity quotes himself back in 2022 that the natural origin theory requires us to believe a series of coincidences so unlikely that it becomes effectively impossible. In the autumn of 2019, there were three institutions in the entire world that were doing gain-of-function research on novel coronaviruses and bats. Galveston, Texas, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Wuhan, China. In theory, the pandemic could have started with some random Chinese person who didn't have any connection to the bat coronavirus research. This person would have had a spectacularly unlucky run-in with a bat or other animal, and that random Chinese person caught the exceptionally rare, naturally occurring animal virus that infects, sickens, and spreads among humans like wildfire. This same hyper-contagious bat virus would have the exceptionally unusual trait of being extremely difficult to find in any bats. This extraordinarily unlucky person would then travel to the metaphorical doorstep of one of the three labs in the world doing gain-of-function research on novel coronaviruses found in bats and start infecting other people in the city of Wuhan within blocks of that lab.
We have, we have a chocolate leak in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I wonder where it came from.
Yeah, we ought to dig up that John Stewart bit. Under the natural origin theory, the Wuhan laboratories just happened to be mind-bogglingly unlucky that events played out in a way that so closely mimics the consequences of a lab accident.
Well, I sure as hell wish if it had to happen, it would have happened in Texas, wherever that lab is, because we wouldn't have hidden it and allowed it to spread around the world.
You know, that's actually the point of Garrity's article, ultimately. He points out that two-thirds of people now believe in lab leak theory. It's a solid two-thirds of Americans, which is good.
And the FBI says that's the most likely, though they can't prove it.
Well, yeah, of course it is. And he points out that there's been no credit, there's been no accountability for China, and there won't be. There's too much trade. There's too much at stake. There's no point in holding their feet to the fire at this point. But as he says, he says there's certainly been no consequences commensurate to unleashing a plague that killed about 7 million people officially, anywhere from 18 million to 32 million, if you count all the suspiciously high excess deaths in places such as China and Russia, among others. Stories don't get any bigger than the origin of a virus that caused a global pandemic, effectively shut down the world for a year, changed the lives of every human on the planet. We're still dealing with the learning loss. We're still living with consequences of missed cancer diagnoses. We're dealing with the explosion of skepticism about the value of all kinds of vaccines. Thanks a lot, mandate activists. And we're dealing with an estimated financial cost of $14 trillion at the very least. And so, no, there hasn't been any accountability for China. But if you wanted to know, as if you... Oh, I love this. Before I get off on that screen, he quotes the late wise philosopher Dennis Green, the former coach of the Minnesota Vikings, right? They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. Which is really a hilariously light note to an incredibly heavy piece of writing. But if you wanted to know why Fauci organized all those virologists and staunchly defended the natural theory and viciously attacked anybody like Rand Paul, who said, no, this is clearly a lab leak. Now you know, dude is as guilty as can be in causing this awful, awful pandemic. I seriously don't think there's any credible doubt about the lab leak theory and that Fauci and Daszak financed it.
The bears are who we thought they were.
I suppose they live with that because they've convinced themselves that research was too important and still too important to not do. That was an unfortunate accident, but people aren't smart as we are, and they don't understand. If mankind does not stay ahead of blah, blah, blah.
And to let themselves sleep at night, they probably blame the Chinese. Their only culpability that they see for themselves is that they trusted the Wuhan Institute.
Yeah. It's like how I always used to carry change in my pocket. This is what it always reminds me of. I used to always carry change in my pocket. Did this for years. It's stupid looking back on it. I would have like a, back when you paid for things with cash, now nobody cares anymore, but I'd have like a, I'd figured out the perfect amount, like a dime, a nickel, and two pennies or whatever. So in case I ever bought something and it came out to $7.47, I had the right amount to give them so I wouldn't get a handful of change. And then finally, a friend of ours said to me, so you carry around change every day to avoid carrying change sometimes.
Correct.
I thought, yeah, I guess that is clearly true.
Devastating!
That is stupid. But so that's what they did here. We released a horrifying virus on the world that devastated the population, the economy, kids, adults, everyone, to avoid ever having a devastating outbreak of a virus.
And the final note from me, the reason they did it in Wuhan is it was so dangerous, they never could have gotten it going in the United States, either at UNC or in the place in Texas.
God dang it. That is something.
I am, and trust me when I say this, because I wouldn't want to give you bad information to have you running around repeating it. Galveston, Texas. I've been super into this question for a very long time, and I have aggressively sought out information that would contradict what Jim Garrity and I think about this, and what Jack does, and you do too. There are no solid counterarguments. There just aren't.
No. No. There'll never be a price to pay for it either. I just hope we're not still doing it. The world isn't still doing it. Or if you do do it, freaking make sure it's a locked down protocol following to the nth degree lab so it doesn't leak out.
And it's worth observing that one of the reasons there won't be accountability, because accountability needs energy. It needs mass. It needs, frankly, usually the media. The reason there won't be accountability is that the COVID unleashed that second disease that spread more quickly and was more severe than anybody anticipated. And that's Trump derangement syndrome.
Right. Yep. True factors.
If you do something like this, you make sure it's a country you can trust.
That would help. Do it in a country where if it did leak out, you'd close down that town. You'd have scientists immediately talking to everybody about how it was developed and what a vaccine would work, everything.
Immediate full disclosure, correct.
The opposite happened. And
Anthony Fauci is one of the great villains who has walked the earth. And I'm not calling for any violence or any, never, 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 never any political violence can be justified out of anything we say on this show. But if you look at the death toll, the economic toll, the emotional toll, it's incalculable.
Yeah. He's like one of those people from those Marvel movies.
Oddly, yes.
Behind the scenes, thinking he's doing the right thing for mankind. You just don't understand. All right.
Wow.
He got to be sexiest man of the year in People magazine and all the talk shows and all the parties. Part of that was because of the whole Trump thing. Once he got positioned against Trump, then he was...
People worshipped him because he was against Trump, yeah. And so they cannot sacrifice their egos to recognizing what is clearly true now. And that's a bad way to be as a human being. I try really hard not to ever be that. I suggest you do the same.
Man, I hope we don't ever do it again. A popular business, the last outlet of a very popular business closed. I think it's worth tipping our cap to. And what it means, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health.
Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy. And sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts. And that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different kinds of relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/mygoals for 10% off your first month.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, hundreds of people just held a candlelight vigil for the last Hooters in West Virginia before it was demolished. It might be time to reassess your life when you're singing Ave Maria at a Hooters demolition. It's interesting, people in West Virginia are like, well, now where are we going to go on Mother's Day? Come on.
The last Hooters in Virginia closed down. The last Hooters, a lot of places have closed down as Hooters has been quietly going away. There are now 311 locations left in the country when it was once a giant chain. Never could understand the appeal of Hooters or why it was controversial either way. I had one right by my house when I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. I never went once, not my bag. But if you want to see attractive women as waitresses at sports bars, go to every sports bar that exists. Look up sports bar and go there. You'll see hot waitresses in short shorts. That's what they wear at all the sports bars. So I've never understood the appeal or the controversy around Hooters.
I was in a Hooters once, maybe twice, and my impression was exactly what you just said. The shorts are orange here.
Yeah, oh, it's just a sports bar. So,
but that just goes to show you the power of branding, though.
Yeah, there's one locally where we broadcast from in Northern California, and I remember when a different one went in, all the controversy. I mean, there was like a movement among moms to try to keep the Hooters from, and I was trying to say at the time, have you been to a sports bar? There's one right there.
I don't mean to shock you, but they have attractive young women not wearing a great deal of clothing serving the food and drink.
But two businesses closing. Came across this yesterday, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I've always found it interesting that at its peak, this is a economics person writing this, Blockbuster Video employed over 84,000 people. Remember then Blockbuster completely went away. Blockbuster had over 84,000 people, more than twice the number of coal miners in all of America. Yet I've never heard anyone bemoan the loss of those jobs. There are certain professions that we, for some reason, hang on to as like cherished, have to last forever. If they disappear, it would be a tragedy for all time. And then there's other businesses that, like, you know, twice as many employees disappeared with Blockbuster, and nobody was going into various states, I'll save the Blockbusters, and we'll bring back these jobs. That's interesting, isn't it? It's a cultural thing.
Yeah, I'd like to contemplate that for a while.
I think it's just a cultural thing. I get the feeling of it. It's different if the farmers in an area I'm from all lose their jobs, and that goes away as an industry, because that's the whole persona of this town.
Well, a Blockbuster clerk isn't a way of life. Except as charmingly portrayed in the movie Clerks.
There aren't many great, great alt-country songs about Blockbuster employees like there are about coal miners.
Sure, for instance.
But it's a cultural thing. It's just like, it's, third generation coal miner. You don't want to let go of that for all kinds of important reasons. But from purely an economic standpoint, that point is pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah, retail is retail, I think, in people's minds. And disposable? Maybe it's that there's no... I don't want to be prejudicial here. No lore around it. There's no flavor. There's no lifestyle. It's just a job.
But so if a certain industry, and I'm not trying to, kick coal miners here, but if an industry has, I don't know, a cool lore or vibe or look or is extra manly, we go out of our way politically to protect those jobs and make sure they continue. But if you, and we shouldn't talk about Blockbuster employees because that's just your local high school doofus. Somebody owned that place and, put their life
savings. That was their life stream.
And those all went away. And nobody was, like, trying to figure out a way to save those. I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
If you got a counterpoint, text lines 415-295-KFTC. One thing
counterpoint is, I don't care.
Michigan yesterday, a couple of narratives coming out of there with Trump's win and Biden's win that are stupid. We'll get to that at some point in hour three.
And the whole Fannie Willis prosecuting Trump down in Georgia, hot love/money hearings are going on. Entertaining, friends. We'll have that for you in moments. Stay with us if you can.
Armstrong and Getty.
We keep hearing that people are on the fence about owning gold and silver, where actually there are a lot of good reasons to own these precious metals.
Reasons like regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for World War III.
Yeah, you can look to precious metals for various reasons. Having tangible currency in a hand, a bug-out plan, if you will, a portfolio diversification, it's a hedge against inflation, or a store of value. Historically, gold increases in value over time.
We know you're paying attention to global events. War is bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. So why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The Oxford Gold Group, they're real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.